WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Retire Early Mindset. Ever feel like you're just spinning your wheels? Like you're working hard but not making any real progress towards your goals? You know that feeling when life feels more like a treadmill than a journey? Well, today we're diving deep into something crucial that often gets overlooked, self-reflection. It sounds kinda woo-woo, right? But trust me, this is the secret weapon to achieving true financial independence. Think of it like this. You wouldn't jump in a car and drive off without checking the map, would you? Same goes for your finances. Self-reflection helps you understand where you are now, where you want to go, and most importantly, how to get there. So, what can self-reflection actually do for your financial journey? Let's break it down into five key takeaways that will blow your mind. 1. Uncovers your money beliefs. Think about your relationship with money. Are you a spender or a saver? Do you believe money is scarce or abundant? These ingrained beliefs, often formed in childhood, massively impact your financial decisions. Self-reflection helps you identify these limiting beliefs and challenge them. It's like taking off those rose-colored glasses and seeing your finances for what they truly are. 2. Pinpoints your values. What truly matters to you? Is it travel, family, security, or something else entirely? Knowing your values is crucial because it guides your spending and investment decisions. You wouldn't pour money into things that don't align with what's important to you, right? Self-reflection helps you define those core values and ensure your financial choices reflect them. 3. Identify spending patterns. We all have them, those little sneaky expenses that add up over time. Coffee runs, impulse buys, subscription services, you name it. By taking the time to track your spending and analyze where your money goes, self-reflection gives you a clear picture of your financial habits. It's like shining a flashlight on those dark corners of your budget. 4. Unleashes your potential. Think about all those dreams and goals you have, that dream home, early retirement, starting your own business. Self-reflection helps you visualize these aspirations and create a roadmap to achieve them. You start to see the possibilities and unlock your full financial potential. It's like taking that first step on an amazing adventure. 5. Promotes financial mindfulness. Self-reflection isn't just about numbers. It's about cultivating a deeper awareness of your relationship with money. It encourages mindful spending, gratitude for what you have, and a conscious approach to financial decision-making. Think about that friend who always seems to be on top of their finances. They're not necessarily earning more than you. They just have a solid understanding of themselves and their financial goals. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of bills? Or maybe you just want to get your finances in order but don't know where to start? Let me tell you, I was there once too. I remember feeling completely overwhelmed by my student loans and credit card debt. It felt like a giant weight on my shoulders, dragging me down. But then I started doing something really simple, taking some time each week for self-reflection. I asked myself tough questions. What are my financial values? Where is my money going? What do I truly want to achieve with my finances? This introspective journey was a game changer. It gave me clarity, purpose, and ultimately, the motivation to take control of my financial future. Remember, you don't need to be a financial guru to achieve your dreams. The key is self-awareness, understanding your own money patterns, values, and aspirations. Self-reflection isn't just about looking inward. It's about setting yourself up for success in the financial world. So, my friends, take that step back today and do some serious self-reflecting. Ask those tough questions. Dig deep into your financial beliefs and goals. You might be surprised by what you discover. And remember, this journey is all about progress, not perfection. Every small step forward counts. Now go out there, reflect like a boss, and make that financial independence dream a reality. Don't forget to share your insights with me on social media. I love hearing from you guys. Until next time, keep those dreams alive and your minds focused.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.